Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, Hip Hop Nation? It's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
Special guests in the studio. These dudes are probably the dopest MCs that I've seen come around in a long time, man. Coyote's here.
Oh, yes, sir.
What's up, man?
Nailed it on the money.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
It became a thing now. Yeah. It's like a thing, too. Fans could participate at the shows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about y'all shows when we get there, because I actually got a chance to come and be a part of that. Mm-hmm. Y'all shows are one of the most unique experiences ever, but we'll get to
thank
that.
Thank you.
And you didn't go to the last one either, man. We got to get to that, too.
Mm. We can get to that.
You got to go to all of them.
You got to go to all of them.
You must go to all of them.
You got to go to every show.
Yeah.
But I'm going to fuck this up. Yodilandia.
Yes,
the album is dope, bro.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Not that y'all are a stranger to putting out dope music,
right?
But the cover, I want to get to the visual component of it first. Like, you got the American flag. You know what I'm saying? You committing the crime by burning the money. It's fake money, so it's not a crime.
Right? Is that a crime?
Hell yeah! You can't burn the white people's shit.
Oh shit! I never knew that.
That's why I said it's fake money.
Yeah, it's fake.
Even if
prop
it's yours.
Money, prop money.
No, it's not. It's never yours. It's a banknote. It belongs to the Federal Reserve.
I never knew that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. But yeah, that was Amazon prop money.
How much prop money was it?
Yeah. Exactly. It was $1. $5-6 We did about $5-6
Yeah. What's behind the imaging of the cover of the project?
Just trying to show America's worst nightmare at the moment. You know what I'm saying? We happen to be the poster child of it, kicking our people out this motherfucker, and just kind of just showing that we're as American, if not more American than everybody else in this motherfucker.
It's just embracing it, man. Because I feel like growing up, you're always taught you're kind of other. Even like, you know, black people are African American, Mexicans are Mexican American.
Yeah,
everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Secondary
you're always
citizen.
Other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think specifically for us, like, people are always talking about why they wave the Mexican flag and this, that. It's because, like, growing up, at least from my experience, like, we didn't really see each other represented in this country in the history books and the movies and the TV. So you kind of start identifying with your Mexican roots more so, especially us, because we're first generation. My parents are Mexican. They're not Chicanos. Like, we're the first Chicanos in this country.
And break that down for the people who don't know the difference.
Mm-hmm. A Chicano's pretty much a Mexican that grows up
in the
America. Yeah. It's an American Mexican. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not Mexicano. You're not Americano. You're like Chicano. You know what I'm saying? It's like a whole thing. So since you don't really see yourself, you attach yourself to anything you could cling on to almost. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, all right, well, that more represents us as like a race versus the country, Mexico. You know what I'm saying? Like
the Mexican flag.
Yeah.
Got you.
So just having that dynamic, and then now that we're embracing being Americans, it's like, nah, we gotta show them that we're just as American as everybody in this motherfucker, and we've been contributing a lot to this country, and we have been for a long time. It's just like the unspoken people. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're kind of just like the bottom of the barrel, or that's how people,
help.
Yeah, that's how people view it. But when you really do the research, we've been contributing a lot. Like, a lot of people, like, we're starting a lot of businesses, we're hiring a lot of people, creating jobs, opportunities, and I think that's not pushed in the forefront enough, even by us. So, like, by Mexican people. So now it's time, like, nah, fuck that. Like, we gotta rep that just as much to change their perspective when they think about a Mexican American person.
Don't trip when they wave the Confederate flag, though. That's not an issue.
That part, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How long did you guys have this cover?
Good amount, huh?
I think like, what, 3 months, maybe two?
Probably longer.
You already knew that was going to be the cut.
Yeah. And the name, too, like, we had an idea for a festival, and he came up with the name Yodilandia for a festival. And then I was just like, all right, let's just cut. Because, you know, Landia is land in Spanish. So it's like Disneyland, Yodiland. So then that cover kind of just going based on the music we had already. It was kind of like, all right, it kind of makes sense. Like, it'll go with the theme of it. But we had it well before the album was done.
Y'all don't really shy away from the political shit, which I love. Yeah. Like, I love the fact that, like, I can always get a message out of y'all music. I can always get, especially with the videos. Y'all videos,
yeah.
I think, like, if I'm being honest, in the last maybe, like, 3 years, I think, obviously, you know, you might have somebody like K-Dot who people look at like, oh my God, he's so conceptual in his videos. Right. But then like when it comes to y'all, like I look at y'all like the baby where y'all make videos and the video could be its own shit outside of the music. You know what I mean? Like it's a movie almost, right?
Yeah.
When did y'all make that like a thing? Like this how we gonna brand ourselves as far as our create our visuals are gonna be part of our creativity? Because it happened to me, for me, it was early.
Yeah.
Right.
You want to touch on it first?
Well, we're visual artists, you know what I'm saying? And we want to box at the highest level. So when we see people like the baby, K-Dot, you know what I'm saying? If we're over here rapping like we the best, we want to show that we're the best. And that's all part of the art form, you know what I'm saying? Like just packaging it all together and showcasing it.
Even like the first conception of Coyote before we existed, like when you met us and shit, like the reason people were interested is because we had like 2-3 videos and we packaged it like, yo, what you guys think about this brand? And so the videos, as soon as Coyote was a thought, I think we were able to afford to spend some money on the videos, because it comes down to that too. Like we've been wanting to do these type of videos, but did we have the money?
Touche.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So even still now, like we have to debate on which ones to spend the bag on and which ones to just do some creative, simple shit, which you can still do very creative stuff with no money. You just have to have a very good idea, call in for favors if you can, and you can still execute it pretty fucking good. I think today, some of the stuff that goes the most viral don't cost us any money. Yeah. Like the shit, the ice thing I did, it cost me a little money, but it wasn't like our $10,000 production videos or something like that. It was a couple hundred dollars, you know?
Yeah.
So a good idea goes a long way.
And we shot that video way before all the ice raids and stuff started happening.
Yep.
So it's like, motherfuckers be in the comments like, this motherfucker trying to capitalize off this shit for clout. And it's like, motherfucker, this guy's Guapsterdamus over here. This motherfucker predicted this shit. Like, literally the day we dropped it, shit started to hit the fan. Like, shit was
crazy.
Hours
later.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And we really lived that like, the ICE raiding our house with DEA and, like, that
they raided
really happened.
House?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but it just happened a while ago. A part of the reason our name's Coyote, like, there's multiple layers to it. And one is we got raided by the DEA and ICE and they really had like us, my dad, my mom, my cousin, my two homies hemmed up like that on the floor. Like, wow. So these stuff, we've already lived these visuals like time and time again. Growing up, my dad used to get deported on a daily basis.
Shit was normal.
Back then it was easy. Yeah. Not daily, but you get what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying, but I know, like we, like obviously you have the DACA, the Dreamers, mm-hmm. and like the whole legal process and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Yeah. And I only know a handful of people who's ever actually lost their dad or, mm-hmm. you know, their parent or whatever the case may be. I remember when we talked to Rucci one time, and he was like, my dad got deported to Mexico, and then he went down there, and that's when he did the album dedicated to his pops and whatnot. So I didn't know that was y'all's story too. Mm-hmm. That's something I didn't really know.
Yeah,
the name is symbolic to like everything in our brand is symbolic almost. So the Coyote thing, because you know, coyotes bring people over here.
Facts.
Like growing up, like we didn't have to do that because my dad could just come back easily. But then once that time when that happened, it was a different game. Now we couldn't just bring him back, and so it was kind of like a bridging of two cultures, like the name symbolically means, but also like what our people have had to deal with hiring coyotes to come over here to chase a dream and shit like that. So so yeah, that image was, you know, it was an image that we held for a while, and we never really displayed it. And it just so happened when we released it, it happened to be around the time where that
perfect
same
time.
Day shit hit the fucking fan, like the same day I dropped it. So
being that you have an experience already with ICE and being deported, can you guys speak to the effects that has on a family for the people who don't know and don't understand why this is so serious right now?
Well, it's all like, man, I think this country, everything is very strategic. You know what I'm saying? You want to destroy the family, you take away the father. You know what I'm saying? You take you split them apart. And that's who they're chasing a lot of times. There's a lot of men that are working. You know what I'm saying? They're going specifically after them. You see moms and women and children too, which is fucking lame. But it's kind of what they did to the black community back in the days when the Black Panther shit was going on. Like, when they see shit getting too positive, they want to disrupt it. You know what I'm saying? And they started taking the black father away from the family, and they had a trickle effect. And now I think they're seeing, like, the Latino community has a lot of
numbers,
power and influence. And they're like, nah, we can't let this happen. And everybody needs a scapegoat on why their life sucks. And right now it just so happens to be Latino. So It disrupts the family a lot because I was real young, and at that age we became like the men of the house. So we had to help mom with the bills, and we had to help pops pay the bills over there because he's trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Because he was here the good portion of his adult life. So it has a lot of trickle-down effects.
On a good side, it gives us an excuse to go down there and eat some fire-ass tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
We probably were doing more family shit when my dad got deported, like, because we would make it a trip. Like, fuck it, let's go to Rosarito. Mm-hmm. Like, because at least he could travel within Mexico, you know. So you still find a positive in it. Yeah. And we had a lot of good times going down there and stuff like that. But, yeah, but now that we're grown and it's been years into that, we're kind of adapted to it, and it's an unfortunate truth. But we know a lot of friends and family that they're just quarantined right now. You know what I'm saying? Because they kind of gotta be. And every so often they might leave the cage. You know what I'm saying? Because they're human, they can't just be fucking locked in. But there's a lot of people kind of scared right now, rightfully so. But if you dealt with it like us, like, you know, it's always a possibility with the ICE raids. Without it, it's always in the back of your head. Like, you could get a call today, like, yo, they got so-and-so. It's like, ah. The thing back then, though, it wasn't inhumane, and they weren't treating motherfuckers like animals. Like, if you got caught, you got caught. You know what I'm saying? They send you back. It is what it is. Now it's like they're hunting motherfuckers down. If you look the part, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's kind of, that is crazy. Yeah.
They've already gotten a couple American citizens. Like, that's just wild.
Yeah. Y'all did have, I don't want to call it an interlude, but to me it stood out like an interlude. It's just a product of immigration. Because it's like a minute long. It's shorter than the other ones.
Exactly.
Is that, am I right on that? It's
an
interlude.
Yeah.
It's not exactly halfway through the project, but it's number, 14?
Yeah.
And there's 20 on the project or whatever. And y'all talking a lot about that shit, right? And as I'm listening to it, I'm like, to me, it doesn't sound like I know that y'all were affected, but it seems like a lot of people aren't using their platform the same way y'all are using y'all platform.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel a way about that from a Latin standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, he said it before, like, as an artist, you're supposed to touch on the times to a certain extent, I feel like, because if nobody else is going, we have to be a voice for the voiceless, and that's what we feel we're doing, you know what I'm saying? And I don't like to get too political, but we got to talk about it a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like the problem with this country is this. Like, people draw a line, and if you're on this side, we don't fuck with you on this side, and if you're on this side, you don't fuck with you on this side. And I think that's the wrong way to be. So would I like some other Latino influencers or famous people to talk about it? Sure. But does it bother me that they don't? No, because even to change their mind or anybody's mind, the only way, it doesn't happen by yelling at them like, you're fucking it, fuck you. Like, you can't lead the blind by turning them away. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you have to kind of like learn how to maneuver and show people that they're wrong by like personal experiences. That's the only way shit changes, by really talking to a person that may think they don't like you. Or, and not many people are lucky enough to be in those positions, but I think we are, because one, the music industry is a people industry, right? So you may meet someone that may think they don't like a person like you, or, and also being in the barber game, and we've been in West Hollywood, and you meet a lot of like conservative white people that otherwise will never have 40 minutes to sit down and talk to somebody like me. And we've seen it firsthand, where you see someone hyper conservative that may have their point of views about Mexicans and this and the third, and then through personal experience they start to change a little bit. Their perception, because maybe they never had a chance to talk to somebody like me, and now they do. So I correlate all that together, because there's people that want to shit on the people that aren't speaking up, but I don't think that's the right way. It's just being the person you want to be, and you be it. And maybe if those persons that personality or influencer fucks with you, maybe they'll be like, well, I fuck with this guy, maybe they're onto something, maybe I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? Then you get a chance to change their mind, not by like shunning them and shitting on them because they think different than you. There is lines you can't cross, though. There is people that are way too far gone and are fucking trash ass people. But I think most people lay in the middle, and I think with the right mentality, you could sway them to the right side.
It's a little finesse thing.
It's like Jedi mind tricks, man. Like, it's all a mind trick. Like, you can't tell people they're wrong. You have to find a way to let them say it themselves. Like, how do you like get that, let them see that they're wrong versus you telling them that
mental chess.
Have you guys ever dropped a song that you two didn't agree on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All plenty. The time.
We still do probably.
Really?
To this day.
We just dropped one, actually. Strike a pose.
I did not not agree on that one.
Why? He hates that song.
With
Drummer
Boy?
That's
a fucking lie. I did not hate that song. I fucked that
song. He hates anything.
It sounds like brothers, huh? No, you fucking. Yeah.
He hates anything that got strippers in it.
No, that's a fucking lie. That's a lie. I love strippers.
I don't like strippers.
No, I like strippers.
Not the people. I don't like paying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. I think they're good people. I've had, some experiences. They're cool.
Some experiences, they're cool. He got that fast.
That's a fucking lie. I actually do like that song. What I said is our audience, it's experimental for us because our audience isn't used to those songs. There's a big difference between me not liking it and what our audience is accustomed to mm-hmm. hearing. I do like that song, but there is some songs where I'm like, you want to lead with that? I guess, did I want to lead with that? Maybe. I was like, I don't think our audience is going to like it, but fuck it. You want to lead with it? Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. that happens a lot. If he wants to do something and he's passionate about it, I'm with it, and vice versa.
So you guys are easy to compromise with each other.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. We have another song, La La Land, which I thought was really good.
I hate that one.
These fools hated it.
Why you don't like it?
I don't know. It's not that I don't like it. It just got too repetitive. The hook was so simple, and then you got to perform these songs, too, every day, so you're constantly hearing the shit. It just became like a fucking nightmare just hearing that fucking hook play over and over and over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a hook. It's just like, you know what I'm saying?
I guess as artists, though, you guys probably do get tired of hearing your own music.
For sure.
Yeah. And also, when it comes down to if we spend a lot of money on the video, because we spend a lot of money on Strike a Pose and La La Land. So I was like, you sure you want to spend that money on this video? All right, let's see. You know what I'm saying? So those were two where we experimented a little.
What's the fan response to those songs that you guys don't like?
La La Land, they like it. Mm-hmm. I feel like it streams well. The video didn't go crazy, but it did okay. Mm-hmm. And I think Strike a Pose is a slow burner, too. They're liking it. It just didn't go crazy.
Okay.
Sometimes stuff connects out the gate.
Yeah.
That moment, though, do y'all look at each other and be like, told you?
Yeah. They told me that about La La Land, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, told you this shit sucked.
You got us fucking dressed in these spacesuits, man.
And we did a whole space video. The video was very out there. Very out there.
Y'all did the song that kind of caught everybody's attention that led off of the project was Slang.
Yeah.
And sure, that was a big one. Also, shout out to Absol with Running Off Age.
Facts.
I love that y'all did that, bro. Consult for my neighborhood. But,
yes, sir.
I'm biased a little bit, but Slang to me was one of those creative records that was just like, yo, this shit is fire, because it really, I always tell people, and I'm gonna ask you a question, but I always tell people, the last year of my life trying to explain LA culture to the world has been exhausting.
Difficult. Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because you might say something and it's like, well, you can't say that, and it's like, well, y'all say it ain't the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So for me, when Slang came out, it was like, exactly. Mm-hmm. it was like a vindication almost of here's our shit, and you can learn about it through this record, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
When y'all was doing that, putting that record together, did you already have in mind that you was gonna put Be Real on it, put Zosama on it, and did you already know we need to make a record like this, beforehand?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we heard you ever heard Ebonics by Big L?
Yeah.
So we were at my brother's house and Ebonics came on at the barbecue, and I was like, oh, shit, we got to do something like this. But L.A., it was just like something we said, and we were like, damn, maybe, right? And then we kind of just left it there. And then I found myself writing to a mixtape, to do a reel. And I was like, why am I going to waste a bullet that I know is going to be effective on, some mixtape shit? I was like, fuck that, I'm going to make it an original song. As soon as I made it, I had Be Real in mind. Then he got on it, and then when we showed you, you were like,
You heard it before. It was always on it.
Yeah.
And you're like, if you got, y'all gonna make it an art piece, make it an art piece. Put somebody that, they won't expect you to be on the same song with them, and that's how we got Zo on it. So
that planted the Zosama seed. We're like, how about some Zo?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it was you wanted us to take Be Real off too. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was like, my thing is when I'm listening to the, because also I don't know. I don't know where y'all are going creatively, right?
Right?
And so I'm like, oh, I have a vision, and then y'all got a vision. So I don't know which.
Be Real wasn't on it yet, though, when you heard it, right? You just heard that we were getting him on it.
You were going to get him on
it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think y'all had told me when I came to the barbershop, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
And y'all told me, we're going to put Be Real. I'm like, I don't know. Because I'm thinking from a perspective of I'm always trying to like, oh, we should do this and make it this kind of song. But I didn't know conceptually, like, that's where it was a concept thing. I didn't. I'm not a concept type person. Like, I don't. I'm nowhere as creative as y'all. Yeah. Like, y'all video, like, even when I came to and did y'all show, which is, ties me to the live show component, like, y'all building your own sets and shit, painting your own shit. Like, that shit is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Right. I would never in my life do no shit like that because I'm not that I'm not that dope creatively. It, was that out of necessity or is that like something that y'all choose to do because it's like we need to do it right and do it ourselves?
We're just trying to separate ourselves from the bunch. That's pretty much what it is. And take the shit serious. Like, we care about it. We care about our art, and that's pretty much it.
And it's like, bro, like, you look at Kendrick's sets, Tyler's sets, they care about every component of the art. Like, we don't cut corners. Like, all right, this is our first headlining show. It's a decent enough stage where we could put something in it. Let's put something in it. Like, if we got to fucking build it ourselves, let's build it ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So that's, like, the mentality.
That,
like,
was crazy.
Yeah, we literally painted it ourselves. Thankfully, my cousin
Mexican shit
designed it.
I was going to call it nigger rigging.
Or that, you know.
My cousin designed it. You know, my uncles, they own a staging company, so they got the machinery to cut it off.
Oh, word.
Yeah, so they did all the cutouts, the designs. And then they're like, y'all just got to come paint it. And we're like, fuck it. We went, we painted it kind of like a couple of days before. And then we helped set it up, helped break it down. And it just like I said, bro, like, maybe we care too much at a fault, but I think eventually it's what's happening now, it is setting us apart to some degree, for better or worse. I don't know. I don't know yet.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I've been pocket watching for like the last 3 minutes. Uh-huh. Is that a phone or a key?
It's a key.
Oh.
Well, you thought you had a Motorola?
Yes.
It's a key. It's a Beamer.
Little burner.
That's a
Motorola.
Nice key.
Yeah. Right? Kind of hard. It's like a little whip, little Hot Wheel.
Yeah, that's why it was looking like a phone.
That should have get lost. My little cousin would play with that like it's a boat, and I'd to kill him. You should put that in the bathtub. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. I need something on my keys.
You mentioned tacos earlier. Tacos my favorite food.
Yeah.
Same.
So it was this tweet during, I'm not trying to be funny or disrespectful or nothing, but it was a tweet where it said, Cinco de Mayo is coming up. I can't wait to eat Mexican food.
Right.
So somebody came on top of us like, this is so disrespectful. Do y'all think on Juneteenth, Mexicans say, y'all ready to eat some nigga food?
Some fried chicken?
I would love to. I love soul food.
But when you said tacos, it made me wonder because, like, one thing my mom has always told me is, like, Chipotle, Taco Bell, all these, like, Americanized restaurants here are not real Mexican food.
Yeah.
Nah.
But we call our tacos black people tacos.
Mm.
Is it a difference to you guys?
I know what you're talking about.
Is that even a thing that you like? It's a difference between our tacos and they tacos.
Taco Mel before. A little different.
Black people low key make fire tacos though.
Those motherfuckers put you
like the trap kitchen. Uh-huh. That shit's fire.
Yeah.
That shit's fire.
It's just different. You know, that's what's beautiful about like multicultural cities, man, because that's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, take it and you add your sauce. I'm like, oh shit, I never knew to put that on that. Like, let me try it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when you say it, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I don't think it's disrespectful at all.
Yeah. You know it's crazy shit happening.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
You know, I gotta go.
People too sensitive, too, man.
Facts.
And the narrative to split the black and the brown is never going away, it seems like. As much as people try hard to push it forward, there's always like the dumbass crabs in a bucket trying to push us back. And sometimes there is some shit that's like, whoa, that didn't help the cause.
Yeah.
Like, that happens all the time. But to shed too much light on it don't do us no justice.
Yeah.
That's why I try never to, like, entertain those subjects that are, like, pushing us back. You know what I'm saying? Because right now something great is happening in LA. Because we know Texas been ahead of us in that relationship, the black and the brown.
Yep.
Like, some people say the Bay was like that. In LA, we're getting there now.
Yeah.
But, you know, every so often people want to just, I don't know, man.
I love that y'all push unity.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I noticed about you guys too, which is a hot topic right now on the timeline since that Mexican OT said that, you know, he used the N-word, but you guys don't use it at all.
Mm-mm. Not in our raps, no. And I try to take it completely out of my vocabulary as well. Growing up here, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and lie and be like, oh, I didn't grow up saying it. Like, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And every so often it might slip up if I'm with the homies that, you know, I grew up with and we're just shooting the shit. But I do make a conscious effort to, like, remove it from my vocabulary and You gotta understand, you know, when you're not something, and they feel away, it's like you have no choice but to understand why motherfuckers feel away. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
respect for that too.
Yeah, I think we also though have to keep in mind that we normalize saying nigga as a term of endearment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's no different than like saying cuz. Not to say it's the same thing, but cuz obviously people that don't game bang say cuz.
Yeah.
Women who I can be talking to my homegirl, I'm going to say bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it's like,
and even like Chicago motherfuckers say blood to each other. They're
in the Bay too.
In the Bay too. Yeah.
So
we if we don't want other people to say it, then we shouldn't. If black people don't want other races to say it, then we have to do a better job of the way we normalize it. Just how I just said.
Yeah.
I mean, I said black people tacos, but we say nigga tacos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a complicated subject. But you know what I'm saying? Like certain things, I'm like, hey, I'm not that, so I'm not the spokesman for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I could talk about my people, our struggles, what we can and can't say, or what I feel. But what I look like telling a black person, like how they supposed to feel if I say something that they find offensive. You know what I'm saying? But again, different cities, different regions. I don't know how they get down there. So.
I don't think it's regional. I think it's cultural. Because, like, and again, I've said this, I'm actually the one who had the conversation with Mexican OT initially on the air, and we talked about it, and he was like, he had a completely different temperament. He was like, you know what, bro, like, I get it. Yeah. And I was, and the same thing, I want to salute to Money Sign Sway. I talked, rest in peace with Money Sign Sway. Like, when I talked to him, I was explaining to him, I was like, hey, bro, this is a complicated thing, and where we're from, to me it was normal, just like you.
Right.
Like, to me it was normal. All my Mexican homies, because I'm from the east side, all my Mexican homies said it.
Yeah,
and I didn't know that it was wrong, or not wrong. I didn't know that people didn't fuck with that until I was a grown-ass person.
Same.
Right? Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was normal to me. So for me, I was thinking, like, you know, from the perspective of it's normal to everybody, but I was telling Money Sai Suede and other people, like, if you travel around and as you progress in your music and whatnot, you go on tour, people in certain areas, they ain't going for it. They're going to not fuck with you because of this one thing. Why limit yourself in that way?
It's not a universal N-word pass. That's why I tell people, you may have the pass within your group and your region, your homies. It's not universal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And if you are going to stand on it, the only way to do it is to stand on it, I guess. That's why that perspective, like how he said, like, it could have.
It just came off wrong. And then he was in a room full of women.
Yeah.
Like, say that in a room full of dudes. Right. Stand on it then. Answer it like that.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Yeah, I feel you.
So I get the standing on it, because you got no other choice. Like, if you're going to say it, you have to stand on it.
Yeah.
Because it may come with someone wanting to fight you. That's just the reality. I've heard people say it, like a white girl say it around me, and I was like, hey, look. I'm not black, so I ain't going to say, don't say that shit around me, but you ready to get beat up about it?
Because
that's what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So, but again, man, I don't know. Like, I grew up in L.A. I know how it was here, and I have no idea how motherfuckers get down over there, but.
I got one more question, and I want you, because I want to make sure y'all rap. One more question. There's one song title on the album that's in Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
I don't say it because I'm fuck it up. Ni de aquí, ni de allá. Okay, yeah. Translated is?
Not from here, not from there.
Okay, so the reason I brought that up is because is a no sabo a big thing in the Mexican community? Like, a no sabo is a Mexican who doesn't speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Spanish
well.
Yeah.
Okay, is that a big thing? Like, is that a thing?
It's a thing. It's for sure a thing.
For sure a thing. I think I'm a no sabo sometimes. My Spanish is getting better because I'm working on it. But, you know, when you live in the States, it's like you hardly speak it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it kind of you kind of forget it a little bit. So then you become no sabos. Now we're surrounded by no sabos. And the people that speak Spanish better, they like to clown the ones that don't.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Like trying to clown, especially if you look hella Mexican. Like you call it nopal en la frente, and you don't know how to speak Spanish. That's when they're like, no sabo ass motherfucker, because you look like you should speak.
So it's some talking shit.
Yeah,
it's not like a serious outcast. Nah. Like you're out of the community.
Nah.
Okay, because I remember talking to somebody, a rapper, and he was like, "Oh, that's the word. Like I want to stay away from it."
Oh,
like,
really?
What the fuck?
Not that serious.
Okay.
But y'all's a big saying with going back to what we're saying with Mexican American. Like, you know, you grow up feeling like you ain't from here, you ain't from there. So it's a actual saying. And that sample is crazy. When my cousin made that beat, I was like, man, this motherfucker's spitting.
Yeah.
Like, he just hit it right on the money. In that verse, too, like, the shit I was saying, I was like, yeah, that's how we really be feeling.
Now,
when the truth is, like I said on the verse, like, we're Native American. Like, at least, like, most Mexicans, 30 to 50% Native American blood. You know what I'm
facts.
Saying? Like, we were just brainwashed.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Who do people get y'all confused for?
Like, in what way?
What do you mean?
Like, celebrities?
Oh, this motherfucker just, someone just called
somebody me. Called me J Balvin the other day. I was hot.
Yeah. I could see that.
I was at fucking.
He said I was hot.
Hey, what's that Brazilian restaurant that
Bossa Nova?
Bossa Nova. I was at Bossa Nova. They're like, are you fucking, what's his name?
Val Venus?
No, not Val Venus. That's the homie called me that yesterday. But
Val Venus is funny.
Val Venus?
That's a wrestler. Yeah.
Okay, because that's where I was going.
Yeah.
Y'all kind of look like off-duty, like WWE.
Wrestlers?
Yeah.
Nice.
Off-duty?
Intentionally.
Yeah, like off-duty.
That's intentional.
What the fuck does that mean?
Especially when I got my ponytail.
And then you did a freestyle with the belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Homie's not here right now. Shout out to Juice.
It's a part of our bit, a running bit.
It's intentional.
We call ourselves the tag team champs, you know what I'm saying? We grew up liking wrestling, and we definitely incorporate a lot of the entertainment factors that they took into our live show or persona or whatever.
Y'all should do the Hardys.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween.
Yeah, that'd be hard. Yeah. D-Generation X, D-Generation Mex. That's what we want to call it.
D-Generation
Mex. They'll sue the fuck out, y'all.
Think so?
They going to sue
the shit. You work with them,
not.
Right?
They might not.
Yeah. How do you start working with them, first of all?
Because I have a friend named Sharday Jenkins, and she's the shit at Netflix.
Okay, Sharday Jenkins, hit us up.
Sharday Jenkins.
Oh, Jenkins.
And she put me in the loop with the WWE stuff, and I'm grateful because I'm a huge WWE guy. So.
Mm-hmm. Would y'all wrestle?
Wrestle? She said wrestle.
I would.
Wrestle?
Yeah, I hella would.
What the fuck? Would y'all wrestle?
Yeah. Who would y'all wrestle?
I'll wrestle whoever, man.
I'll wrestle you right now. What's up?
You wrestle me?
Yeah.
I'm fragile.
Yeah. What's that girl's name? I'm not too hip on the new stars, but hell yeah, I would wrestle like a motherfucker. Yeah.
What's the ones that's related to The Rock?
The Usos?
Oh, the Usos?
The Islanders.
But they came out on stage tripping.
The girl?
No, it's like a whole family.
Oh, yeah. That's they're the Usos and the Fatus. Yeah.
They came out in real life tripping or a part of the show?
It was part of the show.
Wow. We went to the... to one of the live shows.
Mm. Yeah.
When DJ Head went to our show, we hit someone with a belt on stage.
And on purpose?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
It was a part of the bit.
They let me bring them out on stage and introduce them.
Let me come break a chair on somebody.
That'd be
a
dope.
Table.
Fire.
Yeah. I want to jump on it.
Yeah.
But it got to already be broken.
Yeah, she not going to go through no table. She going to she gonna land on that table and stop. It's going to be bad. They going to be an urgent care.
Yeah.
And she ain't got no insurance.
You will not be down to elbow somebody.
What's that called?
That we
what's
don't,
that
what the fuck, that's seizure.
People's elbow.
Yeah, who
elbow
do that?
Drop. The Rock. Those are people's elbow. So you never watch wrestling? I'm taking.
Me and my cousins used to play it on the PlayStation.
Yeah. Have you always been into hip hop since you were a kid?
Probably like middle school, high school. Whenever 106 and Park was one. Oh, mm-hmm. 20 years. 20 years ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was a good era.
Mm-hmm.
But look, bro, I just think that, first of all, congratulations, because I did go back and look at y'all discography. Thicker Than Water came out 2022, and y'all haven't not dropped every year since 2022.
Yep.
Consistency is key.
Definitely.
Y'all consistently with the quality, with the albums, with the looks,
mm-hmm.
the visuals.
Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
And I'm really proud. Like, I tell everybody about y'all, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all heard, but I put a word in for y'all with some people and whatnot.
Yeah.
Not, but I just really want y'all to win in a
thank
real
you, man.
Way. You know, I just want to say that publicly. Y'all know that, but I want to say that publicly. Like,
thank you, man.
Y'all are like really, really talented.
Yeah,
and that's very rare. And I don't like a lot of people's shit.
I know.
So
you've told us to our face, you know, shit you don't like about.
How that made y'all feel?
I hated him.
Again, we didn't exist.
People usually feel like that initially. Yeah.
When he criticized us first, he liked us because he heard us freestyle. He's like, "Damn, these motherfuckers are dope."
Yeah.
Then we played them the first single, and they're like, "Nah, shit weak."
Oh,
but
man.
Yeah, when Coyote was just a concept, so we're like, "Man, what the fuck?" But he was right. That song was weak. So in hindsight. He was correct.
Yeah.
But
I think y'all are super talented, bro. And I really want y'all to succeed and win
hell yeah.
and keep doing y'all shit.
We're going to get there, man, for sure. One brick at a time. It's really the best time in history to be an artist. I really believe that. You know what I'm saying? Because really, if you really have it in you, I know you. We had a brief conversation the other day at the Grammys thing. Mm-hmm. That most people don't have it in them, but if you do, you could really get it out the mud and create a fan base.
It's possible.
From scratch. Mm-hmm.
From scratch.
You know what I'm saying?
Out the mud. Like,
we did it in my mom's garage with YouTube beats and Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it.
As you should, man. Mm-hmm. Yodilandia.
Yep.
Yes, Yodilandia.
There you go.
Yodilandia is out right now. The visuals is going crazy. Yo, the Three Locos video still going stupid after 2 years with Shaq.
Legendary.
I want y'all to rap, man. Thank y'all for coming through.
Thank you, man.
And let's get into it. It's effective immediately.
Let's do it.